Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is in control, so don't worry about it. New York, God is in control. Don't worry about it. Pennsylvania, God is in control. Don't worry about it. Jersey, don't worry about it. Italy, don't worry about it. Russia, Germany, wherever you are, don't worry about it, because God is gone. He is in control, and guess what? He's going to make it better. It's going to get better. I know it's going to get better. Matter of fact, I'm speaking it right now. It is better. Amen. Glory to God. It is better. If you can smile, you can jump, you can skip, you can laugh, you can eat, you can have fun, you with your families, you with your loved ones, you're having a good time, you're still alive, it's already better. Amen. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank all our listeners, as always, all our supporters, all those who don't find a robbery to fellowship with us on Monday evenings. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We pray that the love of the Lord come upon you. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go into prayer, and we're going to have our prefix, and we're going to go into our word. Amen. Father God, we thank you already in advance for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We just thank you and ask you, Father, let your healing virtue fall upon us, Father. Give us peace where there's sadness. Give us joy where there's none, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your spirit move. Let your wind blow joy and happiness throughout the world, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not lack anything, God, because as long as we have you, we have all we need, God. So we thank you already, God. We just want to praise you, glorify you, lift you up, Father. Let your healing virtue move through our bodies, Father, wherever there's ache, wherever there's arthritis, wherever there's pain, toothache, headache, whatever, God, move, Holy Ghost, and we love you, we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. Anytime that I can come before the Lord, it's a beautiful day, and I thank God for making a way for me to come before him. Amen. Let's have our little prefix on Monday night. Amen. And our prefix will be coming from the book of Isaiah. Amen. And I'm just going to discuss a few things in chapter 43. Just a prefix. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Amen. And it's, we're talking about the pressure that we go through on a daily basis. And what I want to say real quick is we have to remember that God is in the pressure cooker with us. Amen. I know life gets tough sometimes, and the pressure seems like it's coming from every direction. It's coming from every person. It's coming from everywhere. And we even dread that the phone ring. We don't want nobody knocking on the door. Oh, my God. It just makes us cringe. Amen. But we got to remember, even in ancient times, God, people felt pressure also. Amen. But in the pit of their pressure, Judah's people could hear God's voice calling out comfort. And that's the point there. That's our prefix point there. We have to hear God's voice calling out comfort. We have to hear God's voice saying it's going to be okay. We have to hear God's voice reminding us that who he is, reminding us that he is the OG, the only God. OG standing for only God. Amen. That's all we need. It's the only God. And we have to remember, because God knows the potential and the value of pressure in our lives. Amen. And I just want to read this. This is our prefix. I'm going to read this, and we're going to go right into our study. Amen. You don't have to go there, but I'll give it to you anyway. The book of James. Amen. Starting in verse 1. It says, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Amen. Now, he's talking about the patience and temptations right now. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall diverse temptation. Amen. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men. There's no excuse. He gives it to us liberally. Amen. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Amen. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. And here's the key. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Amen. He's tossed. We got to get to that point that we ask for something, we trust and believe in faith that is done, asking for wisdom. Asking for wisdom. If you lack it, let him ask God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is our prefix for this Monday night, 666. Amen. And now we're going to our text, and what we're going to talk about, if you're into titles, amen. The title for tonight's 6 is the original OG, and we just spoke about that. The original OG meaning the original and the one and only God. There's only one God, OG, only one God. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go to chapter 43 in the book of Isaiah, and I'm just going to read from 10 to 13, and we're going to go over some things. Amen. Why God is the only one. We're going to talk about the Lord and knowing that there is no other. We have to get back to the point where we stop allowing the terror reader, card reader, all these other people coming into the midst of, you know, slipping Buddha in here, slipping Islam. I'm not knocking nobody. Whatever you believe, you believe it. Those of us who are trying to get closer to God, trying to get to know God, we have to tell the truth. We have to understand that the Bible says there's only one true God. There's only one. So all these other titles, all these, you know, worshiping the car, worshiping the cow in the backyard, worshiping the statue that you built, thinking that things is all falling apart. I had to build my own God like they did back in the day. No, there's only one God, and we're going to talk about that on this evening. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, 10 through 13 reads, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be one after. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." Stop thinking that the pastor can lead you to heaven. Pastor is your savior. Your doctor is your savior. Stop believing that people tell you, oh, you're going to hell. No, only, listen, there's only one savior. He died on the cross so we can have everlasting life and live to see that our true Lord and Savior. Amen. So stop allowing people to tell you that you're going to hell or you're not going to make it to heaven. Nobody can tell us that. Amen. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. We have to witness to the people and remind the people and tell the people about the love of the Lord. We have to tell them that there is only one God, only one true God. I don't care if you have to use the deepest parts of your testimony to the simplest part of your testimony, but we have to have, in other words, we have to get back to reading and studying and praying and getting to know the word so we can answer questions. There are going to be questions of why is God so important to you? Why did you say there's only one God? Or how you know this? Why is I'm still going through what I'm going through? The other day, I seen you. You look like you was going through something. You have to be man or woman enough to say, yes, the Bible says I will suffer for Christ's sake. I will go through it, but my God is my comforter, and he will get me through it. Amen? We have to be prepared to remind people that there's still a God, and it's only one God. Amen? Glory to God. We're going to stay right here in the book. I'm just going to verify chapter 44 and go with me if you want to verse 6 and 8. Verse 6 and 8. Amen? What God talks about the judgment upon idol worship. Amen? Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Understand that? The Bible tells us he is the first and he is the last. And besides him, there is no God. I don't care how big your title get. I don't care how big your house get. I don't care how big your bank account get. I don't care about you being a doctor because you save life. You only save life because God has imparted in you enough wisdom and enough a talent to be able to be precise and understand what you're doing. If God takes back his understanding and he takes back his wisdom and he takes back his talent, you'll just be another man standing in the ER with a scalpel in your hand ready to tear something up, ready to destroy something, because without God's talent and without God's wisdom and without God's understanding, we're not the people who we think we are. We're not. Our titles say doctor with 17 MD, 6D, KD, JD, JD, all that, which means nothing. It's just a whole bunch of letters back there, because once God takes the talent, once he takes his anointing, once he takes his grace and his mercy and his favor from that, you're just a person with a bunch of letters on a tag standing there in the operating room, not knowing what you're doing, even while you're there. Amen. We got to get back to giving God praise. We got to get back to giving God honor. We got to get back to reminding the people about the one and only original God, that there is only one God. Amen. Hallelujah and glory to his name. Hallelujah. Besides, there is no God besides him. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? Who? Since I have appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, them show unto them. And it says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Yea, are even my witnesses. Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Who? Deep question. Have you got to the point where as soon as somebody asks you, you say, nope, there is no other God? Or do you have to sit and think, well, maybe it was a bigger bomb, a big atomic bomb, and the world came from that? Or maybe these are all coincidences? Or maybe they fooling us? Or maybe no, let's not get caught up in all the nonsense. Because if you take your steps back in life, even when we wasn't saved, we had enough wisdom to call on God. We had enough wisdom not to curse when we was in front of the church. We had enough fear when people talked about God. We got to attention, especially as children. That's because the Spirit of God was already embedded in us. Somewhere grandma, nana, or grandpa, or somebody was praying that that spirit stay upon you. And as we grow older, we find out, remember what happened when we took our will back, when we stopped going to church with grandma, when we stopped going to Sunday school, when we stopped doing the things, reading our Bible, and stopped getting on our knees at night and praying, and we started growing up, and we started feeling ourselves, and started smelling ourselves, and we started getting attention from the opposite sex, or somebody was telling us we was cute, or somebody was telling you was handsome. We got into ourselves, and we got out of God's will. And that's when a whole lot of things, and I'm not trying to say this in a bad way, but a lot of people got pregnant, they probably would have never got pregnant. A lot of people got married to people they probably would have never got married to. A lot of people got caught up in partying and drugs and stealing, all these different things that we probably would have never got caught up into if we would have stayed the course with God. Amen. And some people we know that's been raised from child to right now, all they know is God. You can't get them to waver. You can't get them to believe nothing else because it was been embedded in them and imparted in them, and they refuse to walk out of God's perfect peace or God's will. Amen. And I got another scripture just in case, you know, somebody don't believe me. Let's go to Isaiah 55. We're not going to be long. I'm not going to hold you hostage. I'm not going to try to beat you up the word of the Lord. I just want to participate in being a disciple for the Lord, being a witness for the Lord. I want to participate and do my part as I am told by God above. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go chapter 55, and I'm going to start at verse 1 because this is an invitation. Now, God has given us so many invitations, and I thought about it like this when I read it. It's crazy. You have a barbecue, or you have I don't want to say house party, but you have a gathering. You know, Thanksgiving's coming. You know, you just invite people. So you know you got your best food out. You got the potato salad, the macaroni cheese, cornbread, collard green, hog maw, all the stuff that you may have. Everybody eat different, but all the good stuff you may have, all the great cold juice with the crushed ice, the lemon, the peaches that are in it. The table is bust out. You done made all these different decorations and flowers and all these beautiful things. The house smelling good. It's been clean. People on their best behavior. You're inviting people in, and everybody's coming, and all of a sudden you charge them for a meal. That's not of God. All of a sudden you give them a charge to get in. No, when God blesses us and God do stuff for us, he invite us to anything of his, it is free. And it is the best. And as a good hostess, as a good host, and as a good servant, you're not supposed to be charging people when we listen, that okay. The scripture might help you understand what I just said. It says, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. If you thirsty, come get water. And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. God said, you get all this. Don't even worry about no money. Ain't no price on it. If you thirsty, I got you. If you hungry, come get this. And we got to remember that. We can't just be, every time I want to give some shoes away or a shirt away, it got to cost. You got all this stuff stored up somewhere. You ain't using it, ain't doing nothing, but you want to sell it instead of giving it to somebody that needs it. Like God gave it to us when we needed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherefore, do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. In other words, let your soul delight yourself in Christ. Let your soul delight itself in his word. Let your soul delight itself in his presence. Let your soul enlighten itself in his grace, in his mercy, in his wisdom, in his understanding. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. We are leaders for the people. We are commanders. And God's army, people are waiting about our commanding chief. People are waiting for us and to come tell them about the goodness of the Lord. We hear it all the time. This is a time that people right now are all together in their homes, and we're playing games, we're playing Monopoly, we're spending time together. Are we spending time telling the kids and talking to one another about the love of the Lord? Are we spending time saying, when we get out of this, if God gives us through this, we're going to get back to going to church. We're going to get back to being a family, praying together. We're going to get back to sitting at the table together. We're going to get back to having Sunday school together. We're going to get back to, as one, doing the things that God has called us to do. Because a lot of us are sitting in our homes knowing that we are gifted with things that God has told us to do. And because we never did it, now it comes back to your mind. I should have been singing. I should have been playing the drums. I should have been ministering. I should have been ushering at the door. I should have been doing this. Oh, Lord, give me another chance. And there's people saying it right now. Lord, if you just get me through this, don't let nothing happen to me. As soon as the doors open, I'll be there to lead your church. I'll be there to lead your choir. I'll be there to do whatever you tell me to do. God is going to hold us to that. But he's putting us in a place to get us closer to him. It's about getting his kids back to his bosom. It's about getting his kids back in place. He don't want to destroy us. He don't want to kill us. He don't want us to die and go to hell. He want to love on us. He want to bless us. He want to raise us up. He want to give us wisdom. He want us to all love, and praise him in heaven together. He want us to all to get to know him. He want to pour out and shower all kinds of new supernatural miracles upon us. He want to show us out to those who don't believe. But we have to get to know the OG before he can do these things. Amen? We have to get to know that he is the one and only God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. In chapter 45, verse 21, if you go there with me, if you don't have it, I have it. Amen. It says, tell ye and bring them near, ye. Let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Who have told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else besides me. And just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. He is our Savior. He is the only one. I am the Lord, and there is no other. He is the Lord, and there is no other. There's no reason trying to beat up our brain, trying to figure out other ways, trying to figure out secret ways, trying to build, trying to think of new situations, the get out of our situation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all that will come upon with us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Look until the hills will come up my help. We got to go to him. We got to praise God like we've never praised God before. Amen. We have to worship God like we've never worshiped God before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because, and we all say it, if it was not for the Lord, where would I be? Some of us would be dead and gone. Hallelujah. We don't know where we'd be. Amen. We don't know where we would be at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good to us, and he is good all the time. No matter what people tell you, where was your God when you were sick? Where was your God when you was broke? Where was God when this happened? Where was God when this happened? He was making a plan. He was making a plan. A plan to keep your salvation. A plan to keep your mind set on Christ Jesus. He was there comforting us. He already know that we have to go through what we have to go through. And until we get to that place to realize that we have to go through where we have to go through, then we'll always run around in circles trying to figure it out instead of letting God figure it out. Amen. Go to the book of Hosea. Chapter 13, verse 4. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about the OG, the only God. Not the original gangster, the only God. He is the only God. The truth, the way, and the light. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you have it, say amen. I don't have it yet. Glory to God. But I have it now. Amen. Amen. Hosea 13, verse 4 says, "Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me." So you're wasting a whole lot of time looking for all these other gods and all this other supernatural stuff from the tarot reader and the palm reader and the rolling of the dice and the drawing the triangles all in your floor. God, hallelujah, there is no other God. Amen. And I am so glad, believe me, I am so glad. I am so glad that Jesus lives. I am, because I would have been done. And I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about nobody else. Amen. I'm talking about me. Hallelujah. Oh, look, just sometime look at yourself in the mirror and say, "Lord, thank you for all the teeth I do got, and the ones I don't got, you can always replace them. Lord, thank you for the patch over my sore eye. Eventually it'll get healed. Lord, thank you for the fat stomach. If I do right, I can diet and slim it up. Lord, thank you for the fat feet, but I know I ain't something I didn't do, so now I'm coming to you." See, everything that we messed up, I think it's time to just go to God and ask him to help us fix it. Like, really, like, "Lord, okay, I was disobedient. I thought I knew what I was doing. I didn't take your word. I know I heard you say something, but it didn't sound right to me. I know I heard you say that was my husband, but he looked so good to me." You see what I'm saying? So those things, like, "I know you said that wasn't my job, but I needed to check. I wanted some money bad enough. I went and got a loan. I know you told me don't get the loan." We got to get back to the place where we start listening and trusting and believing in the one and only God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read two scriptures. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to have some fun afterwards. Amen. Please just bear with me on the night. Amen. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I love the rain. My morning started off wonderful. I got up early. My wife was like, "What are you doing? Like, you got on clothes? You ready to go somewhere?" But I just felt so good after prayer. I just felt like I was ready to do, run a marathon. I just felt like I just needed to just move around and show people what God has done. You know what I mean? Not boasting or bragging, but just look at me. Do you see the light in me? Do you see the anointing on me? Do you see the glow? There's something inside of me that want to talk to you and speak to you about the love of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord in my life. I just want to witness for the Lord on today. I just want to be a witness for Christ on today. Amen. And I just started my day off like that, and it's just been so powerful. Amen. Glory to God. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verse 9, and it reads, "There shall no strange God be thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken to my voice, and Israel with none of me." Ain't that something? Ain't that something? My people would not hearken to my voice. We don't listen. We're still hard-headed. Our daddies and our mothers told us that when we was little. You're hard-headed. That's why you're always in trouble. You're hard-headed. You're always on punishment. You're hard-headed. That's why you're always getting a beating. You beat yourself down. And all God says, hearken to my word. Hearken to my voice. Got to get that quiet place. Got to get back to that place where you hear. I try to hear everything now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 44 in Book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 8. Oh, God, my throat is so sore. "And God, we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever, forever, forever and forever." Amen. And forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forever and forever and forever. I just want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before your people, not mine, Lord, your people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, we thank you and we praise your name, Lord. 44, the book of Isaiah, verse 8. "For ye not need to be afraid, have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it, ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me?" We ought to tell the people no when they ask that question. "Yea, there is no God, I know not any." So they ask you, so you're telling me you don't believe in no other God. So you're saying there's only one God, there's one God. And you know they ask you the same question, is he black or white? How you know? You ain't never seen him. I have faith. You never seen a headache, but you feel it, don't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You never seen a toothache, but you know when it's there. Hallelujah. To God. Hallelujah. Let's have a song.
Let me hear all this and hear all y'all at one time. Listen.
I got Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. We welcome you here today, and we thank God for you for being a part of MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Monday, your fix at 6 at 6 p.m. with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You will get your fix. He has been such an inspiration, such a blessing. So don't forget, set your clocks for 6 p.m. Don't forget to get your fix at 6. And praise God. Hour of Power and Praise at 6 a.m. You will get Morning Glory with the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on at 6 a.m. with the Hour of Power and Praise. And don't forget, y'all, on Fresh Fire Friday. I had to get those words right, y'all. Fresh Fire Friday. The blowing of the shofar. You will have different artists, praise and worship, words of inspiration. You will be on, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil and the blowing of the shofar. We are in a time of celebration. We are in a time where God is doing his thing. So don't forget to set your clock at 7 p.m. for the blowing of the shofar to usher it into the praise and worship and inspiration. Praise God. Sunday morning, y'all. Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. We will be bringing the church to you, to your home. Praise God. At 9 a.m. you will get Pastor Matthew McNeil or you'll get Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Either one, praise God, we will be there at 9 a.m. Praise God, come into your house to bring forth the word of the Lord. And I pray that you will be blessed on all these services. And if you want to be a blessing to MCI Ministry, you can sow your seed, Cash App. Amen. We have a Cash App. Praise God. And if you cannot do that, I'll give you more information. But the Cash App is $Anointed222. $Anointed222. We just don't want to receive, y'all. Come on, somebody. We want to release a blessing into the ministry that the ministry can go to the kingdom. Amen. This is time, praise God, that we have to push forward in ministry. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. You have truly been a blessing to be with us on these days, and we give God the glory. May God bless you. May God keep you. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank First Lady once again, as always, who did an awesome job with our announcements. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for God using her and for her to the sacrifices that she makes for MCI Ministry Radio on a daily basis. Amen. Glory to God. As always, we just want to thank you. Amen. Glory to God. And all those who are helping out MCI Ministry Radio, as well as Mount Carmel International Church as a whole, we want to thank you for all that you do, all your support, all your prayers, and all your love. Amen. Glory to God. Because we need you, and we know that you need us. Amen. If you pray for us, we definitely will pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. this is your Fix at 6. Amen. Glory to God. And I am still your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. And what I want to do now is, first of all, I want to give everybody a little time to turn your books to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. That's the very first thing that I would like for us to do right now as we head to the finish line of this evening's fix. Amen. I want our spirits to be as one. Amen. I want us to unite in our spirit, and I want us to allow the Holy Ghost to minister this word into your spirit. I want the Holy Ghost to not only minister to your spirit, but get it in our spirit so we can share it with someone else. Amen. Glory to God. You know, if there's any distractions around you, your TVs can go off, your radios can go down. I know, you know, all the kids at home, amen, glory to God, you still have to do what you have to do. Praise God. We just ask that you be focused on this because I received this word late this evening, amen, and I know it's for God's people, and I know it goes with our topic, the original OG, amen, glory to God. And God is just using Moses to remind us of who he is. Amen. Glory to God. Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of the children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Have he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divined to the nations their inheritance, divided their nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness he led him about. He instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, breatheth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high place of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of Kenai, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and ram of the breed of Bashan, the goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat, thou grown thick, thou art covered with fat. Fatness, then he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed and rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, and abomination provoked it. They him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see and shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire of I kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth, increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without the terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from amongst men. We serve a mighty, mighty, powerful, loving, caring, understanding, beautiful, peaceful, wise, devoted, loving, all-knowing God. And all he wants is to us to love him, praise him, worship him, trust him, believe him, and to get to know him, build a relationship with him like none other. Put him first. There is no other God. He is the truth, the way, the light, the great I am. Before there was anything formed, there was him. And he wants that respect. He wants that love. He wants that acknowledgement from his people. And for those who don't know him, it's our place to get to the streets, get to the laws, get to those dark places, get to under the bridge, get to the crack house, get to the dope house, get to the hospital, get to the wherever we got to go to spread the gospel of Christ Jesus, to spread his love amongst his people, to share what he has imparted in us, to share the greatness that he has put in us, to share the love, our favor, all the grace and mercy that we have that they don't have. We got to get them to a place where they get their inheritance of Christ Jesus. We shouldn't let them die and perish. It's our place as leaders, as men and women of children of God, to go represent the Most High God and let the world know Trump is the president, but God is the commander-in-chief. I am the husband, but God is the commander-in-chief. I am the pastor, but God is the commander-in-chief. There is no one above him. There is no one like him. We are his representatives. And we got to get back to the street. We got to get back to the wilderness. We got to get back to the lost. We got to get back to the desert. We got to move mountains to get to God's people. We got to sacrifice whatever we have to sacrifice to do God's work. We have to fast. We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to seek God's face. We have to listen. We have to seek God's face. We have to listen. We have to fast. We got to pray. We have to call on his name. We have to wait. We have to wait. We have to wait for instructions. We have to seek his face. We have to fast. We got to pray. We got to wait. We got to do whatever it takes to bring the lost. Listen, nobody shall die on our watch and have Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. No one should lack anything, and we have. No one should be sad, and we are filled with God's joy. On our watch, no one should be depressed, and you're walking around with anointing, healing hands. No one should go without knowing Christ, and you have the word in our belly. We are witnesses. We are examples. We are miracles. We are testimonies walking that God will help. He will deliver. He will love. He will increase. He will hold you. He will embrace you. He will speak life into you. He will forgive you for your sins. He will take away every nasty thought, anything that we desire. If it lines up with his perfect will, God has it for us. We're in a time and a place where everybody want to run back to the world to open up a bar, open up a restaurant, open up a club, open up this, open up. Take the time that God has put us in this ark. He has shut the door with us in this ark with our families and our loved ones to spend the time to get to know him together, to be on one accord with the love of the Lord, to be on one accord with his voice, to be on one accord in prayer, to be on one accord in fasting. So when we get out, the world is a brand new world because we are filled with God. We are filled with the love of the Lord. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with healing power. We are filled with supernatural miracles. We are filled with wisdom and truth and understanding. And if we're all on the same page, the world will be a beautiful place. We're all walking in whatever anointing God has given us, but we are walking in peace. We're walking in love. We're distributing the love. We're distributing the peace. We're operating in our gifts. We are beautiful people, a peculiar people, but beautiful people in God's eyesight. We got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to the beginning and remember. We got to get to the point where we are desperate for God. Desperate for God. Like when I was desperate for drugs, when I was desperate for alcohol, when I was desperate to do something wrong, and I let nothing get in my way. I just did it. I don't care about the police. I didn't care about the consequences. I didn't care about nothing. I'm going to do what I want to do. So what I want to do now is serve God. What I want to do now is hear from the Lord. What I want to do now is be used to make sure on my watch the enemy is getting beat down. On my watch, he knows not to come in this territory. See, we can't be afraid of the enemy. We just got to fight. God has given us weapons, his word, his word, his word. Give you power to tread on scorpions, tread on serpents. He's given us his word. Tell the enemy to flee, and he shall, in Jesus' name. But if you don't have no power, and if you don't know Jesus and say that, you're making a fool out of yourself in the presence of the enemy. Take this time that God has given us. Take this time to seek his face. Take this time to read his word. Take this time to rededicate your life to Christ if you backslidden or if you never knew him. Take this time, if you did know him and just said, oh, I was just tired of the church, I get hurt in the church. Let me tell you something. There is no perfect church. Wherever you go at, the church becomes imperfect. If I walk in any church, it becomes imperfect. You know why? I'm not a perfect person. We all fall short on a daily basis. So we can't keep blaming the church. What we got to do is do what God tells us to do in the church. Because after a while, if everybody become on the same accord, nothing that's not like Christ can come in. God will expose that thing that's not like him. He will expose the wolf in sheep clothing. He'll expose it. We got to get back to that place where I cried out your name when I was hurting and desperate. I got to get back to that place where I worshiped you in song and patted my feet and hummed to you all day long, cooking and cleaning and washing. Whatever I was doing, I spent time with you. Your presence was near. I never did anything without the presence of the Lord with me. We got to get back to that place God said we are free, there should be a joy, there should be a praise that goes throughout the land, that the praise is so powerful that those who don't know Christ follow the praise. They get caught up in the hallelujah. They get caught up in the praise. They self don't know why, but they're shouting, and they shout deliverance right in their life. They're shouting things off of them that's not Christ-like. They're praising God with the prayer warriors. They're praising God with the worshipers. They're worshiping God and don't even know why, because we came out with a new anointing. And our voices and our anointing goes throughout the land. In our behavior, in the way we treat people, in the way we walk. We all on one accord praising God. We have no other choice but to get caught up in that. The enemy has no other choice but to flee. But do we want to make it about God, or we want to continue to make it about ourselves? Because now I'm free. You're not free unless we have Christ in our life, because our mind will still be in bondage. Our hearts will be in bondage to something that's not of God, be it a Louis Vuitton bag, a number 12 hair, a Cadillac, a pair of lizards, whatever it may be. If it's not of Christ, it's in bondage to something else. It's serving another God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The love of the Lord is upon us. We have to operate in love. We have to learn to forgive. We have to learn to forgive those who spoke ill on us and lied on us and talked about it. Some people stole from you. Some people did you wrong. Some people cheated on you. Whatever it may be, for us to be better Christians, I have to forgive you. I have to, because I know I was never always a good person, but God forgave me for all the stuff I did. God forgave me. Cast it into the sea of forgiveness so to never be come back again. I have no other choice but to forgive, because I want to be Christ-like. I want to be Christ-like. Amen. I just want everyone to know that the things I say with the love of the Lord. The things I say, I mean. And the things I say, I try to live. Amen. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Amen. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Hallelujah. We got to get to the point where we show loving kindness to everybody. To everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord loveth the righteous, and we know that. And we also need to know that whom the Lord loves, he corrects. So when he starts correcting, let's not look at the correction, look at the love. He took time to say, hey, son, hey, daughter, that's not right. That's not what I asked you to do. Did you hear what I said this morning? Come on now. Why are you acting like that? Amen. Hallelujah. Let his name be magnified, y'all. We should magnify him all the time. Amen. I'm asking you to magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Magnify him with thanksgiving. Amen. Let your soul magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. This has been your 666, and I am still and always will be your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I pray that this fix whatever was broken, and I pray that this fix bind us together as one. And we give praise unto God daily, and we love the Lord, and we never forget that there's only one God. Amen. We're going to pray, and then we're going to have a song. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for your anointing in our studio. I thank you for giving me this assignment. Father God, I pray that you bless your people on this evening, God, those who know you and those who don't, those who have backslidden, God, those who just want to come to you and just pray, God. I want you to bless everyone. Forgive us of our sins, God. If there's anything that we said, done, or thought of that was unpleasing to you, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us, Father, and give us another chance, God. Let your blessings fall upon us. Let your humble grace and mercy fall upon our lives. Teach us, O wise one. Teach us what we must know. Teach us to hear. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Teach us, O God. Teach us to hear, thus saith the Lord. Teach us to hear your word, Father God. Father, we love you, and we need you. There is none like you. All my life, God, you've been faithful to me. So, Father, I ask you, show me how to be faithful to you. Teach me how to be faithful to you. Teach us how to be wise to your people. Teach us how to be loving and kind to your people. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. There is none other like you, God. Oh, and we praise your name, God. Please, Father God. Please, God. We love you and we need you. And without you, we are nothing. We're going to go off in a praise dance. Thank you, and we're going to go out with a praise. Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Somewhere.